a temporary employee until he was laid off earlier this week. Staithes is holding four people there as hostages. He has not made any demands. In the office where he holds the hostages, there is a radio, but there's no TV. You are a news director at an all-news radio station in this community. Moments ago, Staithes' ex-girlfriend died from her wounds, despite the best efforts of the doctors at the local hospital. You are minutes away from your noon newscast when you get a call from a police superintendent. The policeman asks you to report that Staithes' girlfriend is still alive and likely to recover. The police believe it will be easier to negotiate an end to the hostage crisis if Staithes thinks he will not be facing a murder charge. First question, what will he do? Second question, what ethical principles are in conflict? Who has an interest in the decision to run this story or not? And how would you resolve them? So we'll go with the first. What will you do?
This is such a West Wing scenario. In fact, it's almost straight out of it.
I think there's several kind of circles of interest that will change in time. Truth can come out later on, but there is what the police would call an operational situation, but also a question of life, question of death, question of issues like that. So I think there's a decision to be made immediately, then the subsequent decisions, which can clarify why people may have been deceived. So I would think that the news reader would be thinking of the truth can be suspended for a time in order to help a situation. To take a responsible step.
There is another option, which is not to cover the story at all. That way you're not compromised by lying. You're not broadcasting something that will possibly lead to people dying. You're just leaving it until the situation is resolved, until you can report on it ethically.
So that would be not assisting the police, because they're asking for you to do this, to help them with their resolution.
As I say, the police believe it will be easier to negotiate an end to the hostage crisis if Staithes thinks he will not be facing a murder charge. That's big.
This is interesting, because if you have a situation where, you know, what changes if you do what the police asks you to do? You know, what are you giving up by doing that? So on one side, it doesn't, you know, the girlfriend has died, so you're not going to bring her back to life. You're not risking her life. But what are you risking? Are you risking the trust you've built up with your audience as a journalist by doing what the police have asked you to do? Who are you accountable to as a journalist?
Is it a recoverable situation? Is it within the family?